"Lock your door," my mother would say from the wheel of her Opel. "This is a bad neighborhood." Maybe we were bumping under the L tracks near 52nd and Market. Maybe it was getting dark. Maybe my mother saw something that made her worry. Or perhaps she was merely repeating what her father had said to her. "Keep your doors locked. There are crazies out there." I reached out an unquestioning hand and pushed the button down. A few weeks ago, I went back to some of the neighborhoods I'd been warned away from as a child. It was the 9th annual Urban Farm Bike Ride organized by Weaver's Way Co-op. We biked 23 miles, Kensington to North Philly to West Allegheny to East Germantown to Winfield. We saw our city up close. Men in undershirts grilling sausages on Diamond Street. Houses with plywood plugs where windows used to be. People unaccountably patient as our 50-bicycle entourage pedaled through stoplights. We saw what Philadelphians are growing. Near 11th and York, a bunch of Temple grads and community members rescued a trash-choked lot and turned it into Philly Urban Creators, a farm that is a locus of neighborhood organizing. At Stenton Family Manor in East Germantown, a farmer with a Scottish brogue told us how kids in the shelter wanted to grow pizza, so they seeded wheat and tomatoes. "How about a jar of Skippy? Where's that come from?" The farmers helped them plant peanuts, then blueberries. "Look, we're growing peanut butter and jelly." It's a paradox of place. In so-called good neighborhoods, the bad things that happen, domestic violence, cyberbullying, hide behind closed doors. In quote-unquote bad neighborhoods, it's the good stuff that doesn't get seen. Not because people are hiding it, but because prejudice occludes our vision. When we use a broad brush to tag some neighborhoods bad, we're not doing justice to the people who actually live in them. What's more, we let ourselves off the hook, dismissing bad areas as places to avoid, not to engage. We rob ourselves of the chance to learn what's really happening in any given place. Always, everywhere, a blend of strength and struggle. "Is this a bad neighborhood?" my daughter sometimes asked. Maybe we were passing the broken townhouses of Powelton or delivering food boxes to a shabby apartment in Roxborough. Or maybe we were just 2 miles from home, rounding the corner from Germantown to Chelton Avenue. Look out the window. A dollar store, a branch of the Free Library, a Dunkin' Donuts, men in crocheted skullcaps, women in burkas, more brown skin than on our block. I can think of so many descriptors for this urban nexus: poor, striving, diverse, neglected. No, I tell my daughter, it's not bad. It's just another place to live. Then we head for the library, where the children look like all children, like my child, full backpacks, slumped socks, and hopeful hands.